Today we celebrate the seventh day of the octave of Pentecost. And that is, of course, because today is also the eve of the most glorious and wonderful feast of the Blessed Trinity. With the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Trinity now has a personal relationship individually, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, with all those who have been baptized in that same Spirit. And throughout the last week, we have been looking at the sequence of Pentecost, which is so magnificent and beautiful, and which I invite you to look at again. Today, just for a second, I would like to say a few words in these days for the wonderful hymn that is sung not only today, but also throughout all the important events of our life. We always sing at the ordination of a priest, consecration of a bishop, consecration of a church or a chalice, or any important vows of religious, the Veni Sancte Spiritus, before any synod or council, local or ecumenical. The Veni Creator Spiritus is always chanted. And so a few words of translation for us, and we of course can meditate upon it. It is found in the Campion Missal on page 542, in case you wish to follow along. The Veni Creator Spiritus. Come, Creator Spirit, visit the souls of thy children, and fill with heavenly grace the hearts which thou hast made. And thou art called the Paraclete, the gift of God Most High, the living fountain of fire, love, and spiritual unction. The gift of God, Holy Spirit, is the gift of God, because He is, first of all, the gift of the Father to the Son, and the Son to the Father, and then together they sent Him to us, the gift of God Most High. The living fountain, fire of love, and spiritual anointing from above. Thou art sevenfold in thy gifts, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the finger of the Father's right hand. And we see this through the Gospels, that the Pharisees accused Christ of making things happen by the power of Beelzebul, and He says, no, it is not by that, it is by the finger of God, the finger of the Father and of the Son, which is the Holy Spirit, the efficacious finger of God. Thou art the Father's express promise, endowing tongues with speech, and kindle thy light within our minds. We continuously pray to the Holy Spirit to enkindle in us the fire of thy love. Enkindle thy light within our minds. Infuse thy love into our hearts, as a big pitcher infuses into a glass the liquid, so too the Holy Spirit is infused into our souls. Thou art the Father's express promise, endowing tongues with speech. Enkindle thy light within our minds. Infuse thy love into our hearts. Strengthen the weakness of our flesh by the never-failing power. Drive far away our enemy, and forthwith grant us peace, so that while thou leadest the way as our guide, we may avoid everything harmful. It is the Holy Spirit that protects us in this life until the end of time, until we too shall be called to the next world. Grant that through Thee, Holy Spirit, we may know the Father through Thee, the Son, and may we ever believe in the Spirit of them both. It is a dogma of faith that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, not only the Father, but the Father and the Son, and of course the whole schism of the Eastern so-called Orthodox churches focuses on that they do not believe that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Son. And so this is very important. The Spirit of them both. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, who from death has risen, together with the Holy Ghost, while endless ages run. Amen. Alleluia. Let us give thanks to God on these days. And on this day in particular, we remember that it is a feast of two of the saints who are filled with the Holy Spirit, and not only spiritually, but also physically. The one is the King of Castile, King Ferdinand, who was a warrior, but also who promoted the Holy Catholic faith in Spain. And then, likewise, in France, St. Joan of Arc, who fought also as a soldier and led the armies of the king so the king could be validly crowned and France could be united once again under one king, under one crown. Both of them lived and died in the Holy Spirit. So we pray to St. Ferdinand and to St. Joan of Arc. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.